This is the Mike Shamari Show. My guest today will be appearing with Ronnie Jordan tonight at the Birchmere in Alexandria, Virginia. His latest album, Keeping It Cool, is available now. Please welcome guitarist Nick Colleone.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yes, glad you could stop by. Well, let's, as I do this with pretty much all my musicians I interview, how did you first get into music?
Oh, I got into music as a kid through my parents. Stepdad played guitar. My biological father wrote songs, a songwriter, and grandparents, everybody was into jazz, so that's kind of how I just filtered my way right in there.
Okay. How did your professional career begin?
Oh, I started off playing, you know, as I said, I started off playing guitar as a kid, getting lessons from my stepdad, and started playing with a lot of, you know, little groups. My brother and I, we had a band of our own, and then as a when I became a teenager, a lot of the older guys started liking the way I played, so I started playing with the guys who were a lot older and doing a lot of traveling and stuff with them.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I was like 14, 15, I started doing road work with different R&B acts, and
That's
kind of how I got all started.
Okay. We're talking with Nick Colleone here on the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. What was it like recording your first solo album, It's My Turn?
Well, it was kind of strange because I really didn't know what I was going to be doing with it. I basically started recording the solo album because the bass player who I was working with at the time had a studio, and he was like, you got all these songs, why don't you come and record some of them?
Mm-hmm.
And I had no idea of how to get songs played or how to get songs placed in any kind of way, you know, because all my life I had been doing sideman work, and so it just so happened I did the CD and let some people hear it. And my manager, we got together and things just kind of happened. You know, radio picked up on it. And after that, I was kind of in there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, jumping ahead a few albums, what was it like when you got the reaction you got for your fourth album, Just Come On In?
That was great. It was great and it was scary. It was, you know, I guess I wanted it so bad at that point, and because I didn't know what was going to happen for Nick Colleone if that album didn't break, you know, It would be back probably being a sideman again, but, you know, just to survive. But the reaction from the record, you know, it surprised me so much. You know, I expected, you know, it to do good because I felt really positive about the project, and I knew that the project, you know, showed another side of me, and I was hoping people would, you know, just like the title said, just come on in and get to know Nick Colleone.
Right. Well, and it was a great album, and so far I'm liking what I'm hearing from your latest album, Keeping It Cool. Tell us about that.
Well, Keeping It Cool is I don't really know how to explain it other than that it's the whole concept of it was, you know, as I always say, you know, I get pretty wild a lot of times in my ideas, and I had to, you know, say, well, you know, I need a concept, so I'm going to keep it cool, and that's kind of where that whole concept came from. Although, you know, being Nick Colleone, I have to be banging a lot, so there's some banging songs in there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just try to keep, you know, keep it cool, and, you know, try to put people in that place where, you know, where I was at mentally, you know.
We're talking with Nick Colleone here on the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. Nick, what are your fans like?
Oh, I think I got the greatest fans in the world. My fans range from teenagers all the way up. You know, I've been lucky that I've been being accepted by all the generations so far, and that's been my goal, is to not just be one-dimensional, to have music that can touch, you know, older people and younger people and those in between. I try to do something for everybody, you know, on my records and live, so that, you know, I have a diverse fan base. And so far, I've been fortunate in that I've been able to communicate through the music to different generations.
Mm-hmm. What stands out memory-wise from the live shows?
I would think the energy. the energy of the live show. You know, I'm also fortunate enough to have a great group of guys that travel with me, who've been with me for a long time, so they kind of know what I'm doing. You know, they call me the James Brown of the guitar. So we go out there and we just, you know, shoot it from the hip. You know, we start off at 200%. And we just keep trying to go, you know, higher and higher. You know.
Mm-hmm. Well, believe it or not, that's it, Nick. Thank you very much for stopping by here on the Mike Shamari Show.
Thank you, Mike, for having me, and I look forward to talking to you again.
All right. This has been Nick Colione here on the Mike Shamari Show, and up next we're going to play a cut from Keeping It Cool.